Okay, this parak deals with the assessments that you make on the Nichse Yisaimim. When we sell Nichse Yisaimim, so there's an assessment process. You can't just sell the property. In fact, I've been involved in several Dinei Torah where parties will have a dispute after a foreclosure process, where party A will take party B to within Torah because they sold the property under a foreclosure. In other words, you have the typical case is you have owner financing. And the guy puts a lien on the property, and then he goes and he sells the property. The person goes into default, they go through the process, and the person sells the property. Then they come to within Torah and they say, you didn't go through the process of Shuma. This parak deals with Shuma. Shuma is all appraisal process. And the halachic appraisal process is not like the secular. L'havdil, the secular appraisal process. The secular appraisal process, you have an appraiser. You can ask for two appraisals. In halacha, an appraisal can only be made by two things. One, by expert appraisal, an appraiser who is halachically acceptable. There's a process of what the shuma is, how many dayonim. So Bezdin goes and they make a shuma, but then there's a bidding war. It's like an auction. And the auction is also used as part of the appraisal system. So one without the other is not good enough. And that's this din of Shloshim Yoyim, this parak is dealing with, that there's a process that the evaluation, no matter how much of an expert will make an evaluation, doesn't hold water in halacha, until you go through a process of trying to sell it. And then that process has to either last 30 days or 60 days. And at that point, we decide, okay, this is the most we could get for the property. So that's what this parak deals with. And this Mishnah talks about Yisaimim. It says, Shuma Yisaimim Shloishim Yoim, which means if you want to sell Yisaimim's property, you have to have at least a 30-day process of where Bezdin goes ahead and makes an attempt, they announce for 30 days that this property is for sale. The Shuma Hegdish, Shishim Yen. And for Hegdish, it takes 60 days. Now, 60 days is really less than 60 days because 60 days just means it spans 60 days. The 60-day process is really just 2 days a week. It's Monday and Thursday. So it's really actually 18 days. Less, but it spans a longer period. So Tosis right away points out that don't make a mistake to think that this is only by Yisaimim. This is a general appraisal process. This is not only by Yisaimim. This is always the process. And Tosis says, why do we dafka raise this issue by Yisaimim? Afilu kuli almanami. Everybody has the same halacha. In Bo Bezdin Leir bin Echseyem, if Bezdin comes to make the Begoyve, Kedei Lefroy Elisha Ksuba Echoyve Lebal Choyve, Tzaruch Shemos Bezdin Lamed Yoyim, Kedei Yisa Beperak HaMavki. So Tosfos Taka learns that Yisaimim, this Mishnah of Shema Yisaimim is Lav Dafka. Everybody needs 30 days. Whenever you come to Begoyve a property, you need 30 days. And that's why, as I say, every foreclosure, forgetting that you have to be done, whether you can do a foreclosure b'chlal. Maybe you have to, if it's another from Jew, you have to take him to Bezdin. Right? Not do a foreclosure process. But then there's a secondary issue, which is that if you went through the foreclosure process, can the person later come and say that the gviya was shaloi kedin because there wasn't a 30-day process of selling the land? So this is a very complicated case. I've been in Batei Dinim where both. Sometimes I was asked, the person who I knew was somebody who was asking me on the side of the person who the property was taken away from. And sometimes it was from the person who took away the property. And the emes is that I always present both possibilities. There is a tzad to say that al pidin, the gviya is not proper because you need, and real estate, everybody knows that's the way it works. That if you're going to make a crash sale, and not given any time, you're going to sell it for less. If you sell something in the first day, you get, very often, sometimes it's fakert. Sometimes you make it out like, listen, it's today for 2 hours, and then the psychological game plays. There was a house across from the yeshiva. And at that point, we didn't yet have a dormitory. So we were thinking of buying that house and using it. So we went to one of our supporters and asked him if he could come down. They were bidding it on a Sunday afternoon. From 2 to 4, the house was being sold. It was Mamisha. The house was like nothing. I mean, it was a bungalow. It was right across from the yeshiva, like the corner of Grandview and Spook Rock. And then the house went for way above what it would have gone for in the market. People came down. There was bidding. The first bid was low, $120,000. The end is the house sold for way more than it would have gotten on a real estate listing. Because it was a psychological... I've seen it happen by auto auctions. By auto auction is supposed to be the bottom of wholesale. You know, the lowest end wholesale. That's what's supposed to be an auto auction. But sometimes... There's a car that a couple of people want, and it becomes, it's more expensive than retail. By the time they finish bidding and bidding and bidding and bidding. So sometimes it could raise, but for sure we understand that real estate value is b'chlal not set. It's extremely vulnerable to different things, and therefore Chazal made an assessment process by real estate that doesn't apply to other things. And in this regard, it's not Afka Yisoyim, it's anybody. My Havamina by a foreclosure was a different Havamina. My Havamina is if Reuven lends Shimon $100 and by a house, right? I give you owner financing. And I tell you, listen, and we sign papers at the closing that I'm giving you $100, $100,000, $1 million. I'm giving you. And you owe me this money, and this is the scheduled payment. And if you go beyond this date, we're going to start up what we call a foreclosure process. And if you go beyond that date, it's going to be sold. Okay? And you sign on to it. So I have a shtar ketzad that you can't come later now and say, well, so you foreclosed on me? What about the sugi neirichin? 30 days? What about it? This is a separate deal between seller and buyer that the seller himself is signing on to. The buyer, seller and buyer signing on to. They're both signing on to the fact that this is the process, this is what they're going to do. So in a way, that may actually exclude it from this parak. That's an argument that I happen to feel is strong, and I tell it to both. Well, that's the shaila. What kind of asmachta is that? What kind of asmachta is it? It's really a lien. In other words, it's not a kinyan that's, right now I have a lien on my property. Not asmachta is when I tell you that if my bird wins the race, so you owe me this amount of money. And you're planning that the bird shouldn't win the race. That's asmachta. Here, I lent you $100,000, you owe me $100,000. You're balchoy, your property's meshubad. Yeah, I mean, but really, I mean, the property is really, in a sense, the property is in my domain. It's not that I'm asking you to be makna something from the outside. That you is asmachta. What I'm really saying is, I'm maintaining an apoytiki. I mean, a shibud alin is like an apoytiki. It's more than a shibud. This property is, so it's hard for you to say, it's like the Ramos case, where if you put the money on a plate, then you don't have a tiny of asmachta lekad, right? They play a game and the guy takes the money, but it's on a plate now. It's not, it could be argued both ways, and I always present both sides. But I always tell for sure when you sell a property or buy a property, if you don't want that to happen to you, then you should put into the shtar, we're going to go to Bezdin, if I don't pay you, and Bezdin will go through whatever process Bezdin does, which is Meseches Erechim, and Meseches Bava Kama, Meseches Bava Metzia. But anyway, Al Kaponim, Tosfos says it's Lav Dafka Yisayim. That's the bottom line. Amoy Nakad Yisayim, Afilu Kulu Amin Nami. And Tosfos says the whole Chiddush of Yisayimim is that we don't wait 60 days. You may think we wait 60 days. We don't wait 60. 30 is enough. That's Tosfos. Okay. Then the Gemara goes into when this is, Baboiker Uber, when is this evening? So the Gemara says, because Hoitzah spoil him and Achnosah spoil him. That's the Gemara. Maishna Baboiker Uber. That's when workers go and come, and that's Mamela when people tell the workers to go look and find out about the property, and then they check with the worker if he looked in the property. So the Gemara says, because you tell workers as he will cycle in LA, go check it out. Now ask him what happened. Oimer, what do you say? Besdin announces it's this field, Soda Ploini, Bisimonel, Bimetzoreo, Kachi Yofe, Vekachi Shuma. This is what we evaluated. Koloroitze, Likach Yofe, Kam, Gore, Vikach. And then you even say why you're selling it. Amanas Litain Lisha Bixubosol, Bachoiv Bachoiva. Falomale Lameima, Amanas Litain Lisha Bixubosol, Bachoiv Bachoiva. What's the difference why you're selling a property? Deikin, Dinichale, Bachoiv, the Mekel Bezuzik, and the Bezuzik, the Shoklal Yad Al Yad. Which means, when people hear that it's a forced sale, it attracts people. Because they know either you'll take cheaper coins, that means coins that aren't as good, or you'll take a payout schedule. Al-Yad, Al-Yad means a payout schedule. So that's why you have to announce what it is. Okay, so now the Gemara goes into a whole parasha of collecting from Yesemim altogether. How are you allowed to collect from Yesemim? So we're going to just go down. After the Gemara chases over these dinim, the Gemara says like this: if you go down to Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Asi by the star, Ein Niskokin Lenichse Yesemin. The Gemara goes through the difference between 30 days and 60 days, and then the Gemara says, Ein Niskokin Lenichse Yesemin, Elohim Kain Hoiso Gibis Echelas Bohem. This is a contradiction with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah seems to say you're allowed to collect from your Yesemim. That's what our Mishnah paskens. And the halacha of Rav Asi, Rav Yudah Amar Rav Asi, says you don't collect from your Yesemim at all. Unless ribis echeles bohem. Unless there's ribis eating up the property of the Yesemim. Which means the Yesemim have a chayv on which they're paying ribis. How are they paying ribis? Either it's a loan from a goy, that's the most typical case. That's what the Gemara ultimately will say. Right? So, ribis echeles bohem. So then you're allowed to collect. Otherwise, you're not allowed to collect. That's what the Gemara says. Elim kein ribis echeles bohem. Rav Yechanan oimer, oilishtar sheyesh per ribis. Rav Yechanan argues. He says, either a loan that has ribis, obviously we don't want the Yesemim to lose. Oiliksubas isha mishim ezeinim. Or a woman who is collecting the ksuba, because the halacha is that an almoneh, so long that she doesn't collect the ksuba, she gets supported from the estate. So if the almoneh, if we pay off the almoneh's ksuba, we're finished with her. If we don't pay the almoneh's ksuba, there's a clock that's ticking, and money is being paid, and the mela that, we want to stop that meter. There's a meter eating up the money of the Yesemim. B'kitzi, you're only allowed to collect from Yesemim if there's a loss, a financial loss to the Yesemim. That's what the Gemara is saying here. And the Gemara, so ultimately this is a chat that people have done in the past, and some place can hold it's halacha l'maisa. You could tell what a malva could do. Let's say a malva wants to collect now. And the Yesemim are Yesemim Ketanim. So there's a chap. The Malva could basically say, listen, if the Yesemim, he could create ribis. He could say, listen, if the Yesemim pay me now, I'll take off 25%. So let's say a guy, he is owed $100,000 by an estate. He could go to the estate and he could say, listen, he could go to the apotropos. He could say, I know I'm not allowed to collect from Yesemim Ketanim unless there's ribis. I'll make it ribis. Instead of ribis being more than the principal, I'll take it less than the principal. So now, by you not paying me now, the Yesemim are losing 25%. That la'locha works. La'locha, that works. And then he can collect. That would be a way to collect. What? He could force the sale in that situation, according to this. So obviously the Gemara's problem now is like this. The Gemara says, so one opinion says the only time you could collect from Yesaimim is by ribbis. The other opinion says also a ksuba. The Gemara's question is, our Mishnah says clearly that we collect from Yesaimim, and this is the Shuma process. You have to go through a 30-day process to collect from the Yesaimim. And the fact is, it says over there clear Bal Chayv, and it says clear Ksubasisha. It says both. And according to one opinion, it's not even possible. A Chayv you can have if there's Ribbis. Ksubasisha you could never have. Even the Ribbis is a Pella. Because Ribbis would only make sense by a Goy. And a Goy is not going to listen to Bezdin anyway. That's what the Gemara deals with, that problem. The Goy is anyway not going to listen to Bezdin. So our Mishnah is obviously not talking to the Goy. Our Mishnah is talking to a Yisrael. Yisrael is not allowed to take ribbons. That's another problem. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, what's going on here? Says the Gemara, what do you mean, Tanan? Vavasi my time, aloyom aloksubas yishudot tekim labona ma'is yadeo. He holds the Mazonis don't bother us. The fact that the Yisraelim are supporting the Almona doesn't bother us, because the halacha is that the Almona's paycheck goes to the estate. So it's a wash. Rav Asi says, maybe it won't be a wash. The lady is not so capable. Maybe the woman won't be able to support the money that's being supported, that she's being supported on. She won't earn as much as that is. Tanan Shuma Yisraelim Shloshi Yoyim Shuma Hekdash Shishim Yoyim. Our Mishnah says, Machrizim Abayku Be'erev. What's pshat in our Mishnah? Obviously, we're not talking about a goy. Elo pshita bal choy v'yisrael. We're talking about a Jew. Idika ochel ribse mishavkin alay. Obviously, it's not a choy v'shiyesh per ribis, because he's a Jew. Ve'elo deloika ochel ribis. Uktoni niskokin. It says, clear we do. Bishloim el rabi yechen emoykel obiksubas isha. At least he has a solution. He could say the Mishnah is talking about Tzubasish. El Avasi Kasha. Omel Chor Avasi, Uav Yechen Aminicha, Mishavkinan Mezoidin, the Vadikom Avsada. The Mezoidin is, they're definitely going to lose. V'naktidon Achrozot Lo Yadinin Mavachinin Lo Mavachinin. This doesn't make any sense. The reason why we force the sale right away is because we don't want them to lose. And then what? Then we do achraza for 30 days? Meanwhile, they're paying mezonos. That doesn't make sense either. Holoi kasha. Tevas ksuba bebezdin. She already came to Bezdin to collect the ksuba. Ked ravida mashmuel, dom ravida mashmuel, tevas ksuba bebezdin. Ein lo mezonos. She doesn't get food. Once a woman comes to Bezdin and says, I want my ksuba money, she doesn't get food anymore. Yehochi is dakuri loy mizakin Allah. And why are we even giving her? Alakivon Dizdaknila may cover. Since we already were selling the property, Mizdaknila Bisaif. That's the Gemara. So Gemara says, what? Mikomokam Ravasi Kasha. Loilam Bibalchoiva Vikachovin. It's a Balchoiva Goy. Shekibal of Lodun Bedina Yisrael. He's using the Jewish court system. Yochi Ribis Nami Lishkoil. So then let him take, he shouldn't take Ribis either. It's a strange thing. The guy came in, he said, I accept to do Jewish, the Jewish system, but I don't accept anything, I don't accept ribbis. Ribbis I'm going to keep on collecting. Strange thing. But the truth is, it's not strange at all. Because ribbis is not a momentous thing. Ribbis is a sevahat. See, la halacha, ribbis is a kinyan. In fact, ribbis deraisa is only ribbis that you have to pay. If I go over and I lend you $100,000, I say, listen, I would like 10% back. Please give me back $110,000. I would like it. You don't have to. That's not ribbis. It's ribbis d'rabbonim. It's a ribbis, havak ribbis. But it's not ribbis d'raisa. Ribbis d'raisa, by definition, is money that you obligate yourself. Ribbis k'tzutza. It has to be that it became an obligatory in order for it to be ribbis. It's almost a vicious cycle. In order for something to be ribbis, it has to be money that you have to pay. It has to be interest that you have to pay. Now that you have to pay, you're not allowed to pay it. But the fact that you're not allowed to pay it, that's a yoredeya. It's like two different sections of the Shulchan Aruch. monetarily, I obligated myself to pay the ribbis. And in isolation, al tzchoshen mishpat, I would have to pay it. And now there's a new aloch in Yerodea, there's an isser to collect ribbis. There's an isser to give ribbis. And that obviously overrides the obligation that I made. I made an obligation to pay in Echanami. It's like you come to me on Shabbos to collect a loan. Yeah. So al tzchoshen mishpat, you can collect a loan on Shabbos. But al tzorachayim, you can't. So Arachayim overrides it. You can't collect it. If somebody comes to you, Shabbos, do I have a right to that money that you have? Yes. But Shabbos comes and doesn't allow me to collect it. So there's an everlasting Shabbos on ribbis. You're not allowed to collect it. You can't collect it. So you're stuck. Not only that, there's a new din, ribbis ktsutza yoitza b'dayonim. What do they need this new din for? Because really it shouldn't. Because really, when I gave you ribbis, it's your money. Once you took it, even though you weren't allowed to take it, once you took it, it's your money. There's a new din, which tells us that you take it back. That's a new halacha. That's not really intrinsic. Intrinsically, I owe you the money. So that's why it's very simple what's going on here. The guy came and he said, I want to do Jewish laws. I'm accepting upon myself monetarily to do this with the Jewish court system. You can't go now and tell him ribbis. I to me it's a chiddush that even the Gemara says that kibbalazu v'loy kibbalazu. Would even have to come on to that. Unless we say that's intrinsically the case. Once he only accepts monetary, we say he only accepted this and he didn't accept that. Because that's nothing to do with monetary. Ribbis is outside of the box. Ribbis is a separate halacha. Just like he didn't accept to keep Shabbos. He didn't accept to do any halachas outside of Choshen Mishpat. That's all he accepted. That's what the Gemara says. So therefore, we're talking about Yisoymen. They owe money to a guy. The guy has a chayv with ribbis. Now, why is he asking us what to do? Because he accepted upon himself to go with the monetary system of a bezin. But ribbis, he's still able to collect. So now that's the reason why we're selling the. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, fine. Toshma. It says, Ein nifroim minichse yisoimim eloah min aziburis. It says, when you collect from yisoimim, you can only collect from the lowest grade property. But my askinu. Ilay mebibal choyve vikichovim. Who cares? Mitzayis, he's not listening to you. He'll take property, whatever the secular court allows him to take. Elo pshit about chayv Yisrael. Iachol ribsa mishav kinele. Can't be he's collecting ribis. El de lo yachol ribsa. Tani niskokin. See, he could. So bishloim lab yechne, he could say, what kind of chayv is this? Moki lo biksubas isha. Elo le ravashi, ravasi kashe. According to ravasi, you don't collect the ksuba. So ravasi says, what do you mean? What did you gain by saying rabbi yechne minicha? Rabbi yechne is also not good. Because ksuba mayari miyasmi. Ksuba money is always from the lowest grade. Afilu minei didei, even when you're collecting from the husband, nami busy boons. Like Kasha, we're talking about ksubas isha bebeninis. We're talking about ksubas isha bebeninis. It's like a mayor. Umiyasmi busy boons. Mikomokoim, lravashi kasha. Lravasi kasha, I'm sorry. Loilom bebalchoiva vikichovim, shekibo de medine Israel. I ribis nami lenishkoil, shekibo lezuv lekibo. The same answer we gave before. I toshma manas lite in lisha luksubu balchoy bechoy bebishlome balchoy beimar beimar kedushaninon. Ksubas isha, according to Rabbi Yechon and Nicha. Because he holds you could, el ravasi kasha. Hachamay askinon kishachayev moide. The chayev agreed. He was moide. So if the guy before he died was moide, he owes the money, then the Yisoymim's property is open for collection. The whole reason why we don't collect from Yisoymim Ktanim is we're afraid there's some, at this point, the Gemara holds the only restriction on Yisoymim's property is that we're afraid maybe there's some explanation why they don't really owe the money. So we want to wait to find out for sure. So now if the father admitted right before he died that he owes the money, there's no problem. Hashadah says, Lachi, says the Gemara, no problem. Every case that we have that says that you collect from Yisoymim, it's about where the father admitted before he died that he owes the money. Kishachayiv moidim. In other words, we thought there was some other magical reason why you can't collect from Yisoymim. Now that you're telling me it's just a factual issue, that do they owe the money? Don't they owe the money? So as long as we have an official admission from the father that he owes the money, you could collect from Yisoyim. Mereima agvi ksuba ligrusha minichse yasmi. Collected for a grusha. Omli avinu lameim avom avidom avasi enis kokon lichse Yisoyim. Elam kein ribis eichelas pam unless there's ribis. Rabbi Yechon amal ishtar shireish by ribis al ksuba sishim ishim azayni. Vafilu Rabbi Yechon loikoma ela ba'almona. By an almona, why? The mafsidim azayni. Avul grusha loy. By grusha not. So we have this exception that a ksuba you could collect from your son. We thought the reason was only because of mezainus. Because the yisaimim are losing day, every day they're losing mezainus by supporting the almana. The Gemara is saying that's not the reason. The reason is because of chino. They want her to be able to get a shidduch. And a woman with a ksuba is more going for her. So therefore they do it. If that's the case, so we have no kasha. Any ksuba you can collect from the chseyisim. One thing is clear from our Gemara without any doubt, and that is that a almana gets supported by the estate. But the grusha does not. That the Gemara says clearly. The Gemara here clearly states that if it's a grusha and a divorced woman, even if she didn't yet get a ksuba, no, it's a regular almana, she gets supported until she collects the ksuba, or actively pursues it. A grusha, vice the chais from the Gemara, doesn't get mezainis, even before the husband gives her the ksuba. That's the Gemara says. And that's why the Gemara says the only reason why we would take money of Yisaimim for a grusha is because chinah. But otherwise we wouldn't take it. So the problem is that there's a machlokes rishonim in ksubas precisely about this point. If somebody divorces a woman and he didn't give her a ksuba, and there are a chevel rishonim here, Taka, the riff in Bav Metzia says, "Begrusha yesh lo mezayin is kol zman shalei kibla ksubos." Right? And this is a Yerushalmi. So the riff handles with the Yerushalmi. The Rosh, Paskins like the Yerushalmi. The Rosh here in ksubas, Paskins like the Yerushalmi, Simon Lamadalit here. The Rosh says that we paskin like the Yerushalmi, which is that a grusha gets mezainis until the ksuba is paid off. Now, our Gemara seems to clearly state not like that. I was actually amazed that the Rif doesn't use our Gemara as a proof that the Gemara doesn't hold like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if somebody divorces a woman and he didn't pay her the ksuba, he has to give her mezainis. He has to support her. The Bible here seems to say black and white that doesn't apply. So unless the only distinction we could say, and this is what Yidl is saying, but you need some lumdus behind it. Like, why would that be? The Gemara seems to be saying the Yisaimim do whatever the father was going to do. Otherwise, you could say Almana also shouldn't get supported. So I would say, perhaps, that the distinction is as follows. A divorced woman and an Almana are very different. The almana herself, when Be'emes never got separated from the husband died. And the Yorshim, in a sense, they yarshin the almana. It's not just that they're yarshining the almana. The almana becomes part of the estate. They yarshin the almana. And therefore, they continue to support the almana till the ksuba is paid off. Once the ksuba is paid off, it's like the almana is ejected from the estate. Otherwise, she's part of the estate. Now, a grusha is very different. Why? Why did Chazal masaken that a person has to support his grusha till he gives her a ksuba, according to the Yerushalmi? That's the machlekes. But according to the Yerushalmi, until you pay off the ksuba, you got to support. What's the reason behind that? So I want to tell you a simple pshat. Obviously, it's to make him pay the ksuba. Obviously, that's the reason. But what's the gevet? So I want to tell you very simple. The Gemara says in ksubas, the beginning of ksubas, the Gemara talks about somebody didn't marry a woman when he was supposed to. The opposite of a divorce. In other words, you're dealing with not post-marriage, you're dealing pre-marriage. So he was ma'aris a woman. 12 months later, it's supposed to be a kedushin. And he didn't do it. He didn't do it. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, higi asman v'lo niso, ochelos mishaloi. The halacha is that now the woman is supported by the husband. by the not he's not yet he didn't marry her yet. He didn't do nisuin. Als halacha, you only chayiv in sherksus va'ena after you marry her completely. You do nisuin. You didn't. You only did eris. So this is the opposite of a grush. Grush is you got rid of her already. Here we're dealing with you didn't yet take her on. I just want to make an analogy. The Gemara there says that once that time comes, then you have to pay mezunos. So now, this very difficult Gemara in Ksubis, the beginning of Ksubis, I'll just tell you what's negea to us. The Gemara says, but what happens if the time comes on Sunday? In other words, you got engaged a year ago, and the year to the day comes out on a Sunday. And the Chachomim said that a Besula in the time of Chazal is only supposed to get married on Wednesday. So now for 3 days, you're frozen. You can't marry her now for 3 days. But these days that you're not marrying her, it's not your fault. You're an Inus. Chachomim say, you can't get married. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can't get married. So the Gemara says then you don't have to pay Mezunos. No Mezunos. Till Wednesday. Once Wednesday comes, if you don't marry her, then you have to pay Mezunos. That's the Gemara. The Gemara then goes on to say, well, if that's the case, so what about if it's chola? If you're sick, you're also an oinus. The guy's in the hospital. He can't marry his wife because everybody agrees, he's in the hospital, he's on a ventilator. He can't marry her. Can't marry her. So the Gemara says, do we say there you do have to pay mezunos? Or not? So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Both cases, you're an oinus. The Gemara says, well, this is an oinus to tekinu rabbanan. The case where it came out on a Sunday, there the reason why you're not marrying her is because the chachamim are not letting you. Masha'en came, the case where a guy's on a ventilator in the hospital, there, no, not mazel, the Gemara says, there is an oinus from Shemayim, it's different. So the question that bothered me every time I learned that Gemara Ksubas, where do we ever find by an oinus that there's a difference how the oinus is? It's an oinus. The bottom line is you're an oinus. In fact, the pasuk that we learn oinus from is the pasuk of Lanar Loisasa Dover, which isn't talking about an oinus of Takonas Chachamim. It's a physical oinus. Right? So what's the Gemara? The Gemara even has a shiloh there. If she gets sick, the Gemara says maybe it's Nestap Chasadei or whatever it is. That's what the Gemara talks about, mazel. So the pshat that I gave in the Gemara are very simplistic. Is that when the Chachamim came and they said that if the time comes, you have to pay mezunos. That means if you don't marry this woman, when that time comes, you have to pay mezunos, right? What's the getter? Is it just a ticket? It's a knas. That's it. We're giving you now a knas, a penalty. You didn't marry her when you were supposed to. You get a whack. The whack is you're gonna support her as though you took her into your domain. The other way to learn is no. The Rabbanon went a step further. The Rabbanon said, when the day comes that you were supposed to marry and you don't marry her, we consider her mid Rabbanon in the Sur. The Ritva uses that language. The Ritva says, basically with the Chachamma saying, when you're Ma'aris, a woman, and you say, in 12 months I'm going to marry you, now the Rabbanon consider it that she's married. And now that she's married, you have to pay mezunos. So I want to say that's the pshat in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, if it comes out on a Sunday, and the Chachamim themselves say that Sunday is a non-marriageable day, so you can't tell me the Chachamim consider her married. You Chachamim are the ones that said that Sunday is not marriageable. So I can't become chayiv to pay mezunos because you look at it like she is married. Because you said that she can't be married today. So it can't be chala din nesua mid rabbanon.
Even if it's a ticket, the Chachamim were the ones that said, let's give a ticket. So they said, you can't do that. We're the ones that said, you can't get married.
I understand, but if it's a ticket and the Ptur is oinus, like the Gemara reads.
The oinus, not
oinus. But I'm just telling you, the Gemara says oinus. Normally, by all knosses, ladies, when we talk about an oinus, there's no difference between if it's an oinus, the tekinu rabbanon, or another oinus. It makes a difference if it's an oinus that you are pesheya. But if it's an oinus that was bidei shemayim, Shemayim put you into the hospital, said Yuki. It normally, all I'm saying is in the rest of Shulchan Aruch, it wouldn't play a role. I'm just trying to get it right that that's the difference. I just want to know, why did they make that difference? Why is this ticket, why is this penalty different than other penalties in Shas where they didn't make this distinction?
You mean case of
Well, every knas. Every knas. Loi kan sin in shege go to mezit. What does that mean? We made a knas. Cooking on Shabbos. If the guy cooked on Shabbos, b'shegeg, so according to many Amaroyim, you could eat the food. Because we don't give you a penalty. Surely if you were an oinus, we don't give you a penalty. Right? Why? Because the penalty is not for cooking. The penalty is because we don't want you to do it. So now it's not your fault. You were an oinus, shegeg, we don't give you a penalty. Now even by shegeg, the one who gives a knas is because they all shegeg is something you could have, you didn't have to be a shegeg. You made a mistake. But if somebody's an oinus, so we're finished. The Gemara is the same thing in Beya. If you didn't make an Erev Tavshilm. So if you were a Peshaya, then we give you a Knas, and you can't rely on the... Exactly. So here, for some reason, the Chachamim set up the system, and that you're 100% right. They set up a system where we're making a distinction between if the ticket is... your violation of the ticket is because of an oinus that Shemayim put you into, or an oinus that we put in. So I'm explaining why they did it that way. Why did they do it that way? Because they gave it a gather of a nesuah. So a day that they're telling you not to get married, you can't. Now, when you come to our sugya, I think that's the chiluk. By a grusha, the reason why she has mezuzah, by an almona, they never said she's married, there's no husband. So when almona collects mezuzahs, it's really all it is that the estate yashens her. And now she has to be supported until she's paid off and she's taken out of the estate. She's a liability. Until she's paid off, then she's not part of the estate. A grusha, you could say, is different. A grusha, the Chachamim came and they said, listen, you're alive, you're a bar chiv. So long that you don't pay off your wife, a ksuba, we consider you still married to her, as mezenis. That's the pshat. You're still married to her. So the reason why a grusha gets mezainis is not because she's an estate issue. It's because the Chachamim consider her still married for mezainis purposes. But once the husband died, he divorced her and then he died. So they can't say he's still married to her. And the estate didn't yashin her because she already became a grusha before. So the assignment have no liability. They don't have to pay mezainis. That's the chiluk between... So that this is not a contradiction with the Yerushalmi. Yishalmi is saying, if you're alive and you divorced your wife, so you don't mind what you're saying, but I'm giving you what the pshat is, what's the lumdus behind it. When you're alive, we can consider her married midrabbanan, and we have to still pay her, support her. But once the guy dies, his liability is over. Now what's left? The only thing that's left is the actual chayiv of the ksuba. That falls on the yarshim, but not the mezainis. That's why the yarshim won't have to pay the mezainis. Now, this is up until this point. Now the Gemara unveils a new reason. So till now, the whole Gemara is going with one idea. The Gemara is going with the idea that Yisoyimim really have to pay the chayv of their father. And really, they should have to pay it even when they're ketanim. The reason why they don't is because we're afraid that maybe it's paid up already, or whatever it is. That's up until now. And therefore, if the father admitted that the debt is due, then, and he died, then we would have no shayla. Or Bezdin put him into cherim because he didn't pay the chayv, which they used to do amol. If a guy is negligent, he doesn't pay a chayv, he has money, he's just, so Bezdin will go after him, and if he still doesn't, they'll put him in cherim until he pays it. So if the guy died while he was in cherim, which proves that he didn't pay it, then the yarshim can, then you could collect from the yarshim. But now the Gemara says a new reason. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Papa, right, the last three lines here. Omar Rav Papa prias palchoiv mitzvah. The yasmi lav b'nei mitzvah ninim. New reason, whole new reason the Gemara unveils now. The Gemara says that Yisoyimim are not chayiv in mitzvahs. And because they're not chayiv in l'chayra, what Rav Papa is saying is, you have nobody to go to. How could you go to the Yisoyimim? They are ketanim. And if the Yisoyimim are ketanim, they're not b'nei mevin mitzvah ninu. And if they're not b'nei mevin mitzvah, you have nobody to collect from. That's what the Gemara is saying. You have nobody to collect from. And this is the hamshacha here, as far as how we paskin, that this is a gedder from prius balchoiv mitzvah. So the question is, halacha l'maisa, this doesn't seem to really hold water logically. Because l'chayra, if there's achrayis nechasim here, if there's a shibut, So, who cares if they have to do a mitzvah? What's the difference if they have to do a mitzvah or not? When I come to collect money that you owe me, right? I don't have to come onto the fact that there's a mitzvah for you to pay it. You have a shibud. There's a shibud nechasim. I don't have to come onto the fact, it's like achilas matzah. You know, you have to eat matzah today. You owe me money. There's a shibud on you to pay my chayv. And that's the reason, as I explained in the past, Reb Chaim Brisk asked a great kasha, the machad, just the chidudei. He asked the question, he asked his talmidim, he said, he doesn't understand if a guy borrows $1 million. He borrows $1 million. And then, after he borrowed $1 million, he invested it. And after he invested $1 million, $1 million turned into $2 million. And the guy comes to him and he says, okay, give me my money back. He says, you're going to have to wait. When the investment turns into $5 million, then I'll pay you back. Then I'll pay you. Until then, I'm not paying you. The guy says, what do you mean? We have a, it's due. You owe me $1 million, pay me. I says, no. Not only no, I'm according to Shulchan Aruch, I'm right. Because look in Hilchas Luluf, and you'll see over there that you only have to spend up to a fifth of your money for a mitzvah. So you're coming to me, Prius Bal Chayv Mitzvah. Why do I have to pay you? Prius Bal Chayv Mitzvah. The Vaila, I only have $2 million. So you want to take half of my assets? Kol Tov. It's a good time, huh? Anybody available for loans? It's a good time. It's a gavaldi good time.
Because you owe money in the first place.
No, I'm saying I borrowed the money. Now move the lights on it. Once I borrow the money, it's my money. I could be Mekadosh a woman with it. I could do whatever. It's borrowed money. It's my money. Now I go and you come back and say, I want the money back. I say, Prius Bal Chayv Mitzvah. The Gemara here says that Yisaimim, you can't collect from Yisaimim because they're not Chayv Mitzvahs. So I'm chas v'shalom, I wouldn't say that, I'm chayv mitzvahs. But I'm not going to treat you more than my lulav. I don't love you more than my lulav. Right? So my lulav, so the prius bal chayv mitzvah, Elamai, what's the answer to Reb Chaim's question? The answer is that I don't have a mitzvah only to pay you. There's a lien on my property. And that lien gives you the right to collect. So therefore, it breaks the barrier of Chaimish. Chaimish is where there's no lien. If you have a lien, so there's a lien. And that's the same reason why a godel, a regular case halva, you go and you could collect everything from him. That's our sugya. Shum ha-yisayman, we're going to your property. Why are we going to your property? Because you don't have the money to pay. We don't say, well, is this property a fifth of your money? We take away whatever you have. So there's a mesadrin, Lebal Chayv. Certain things we leave him with, that he should be able to live. But there's no thing of Chaimish Nechasev. It's unheard of. Unthinkable. That's a big problem with our sugya. Rav Papa says clearly in Kiddushin, that's the sugya we ask everybody to look up on Rav Papa. Hilchasa milval peh goivim in ayoshim. Ve'ene goivim in alakuchas, goivim in ayoshim ko shibudu de reise. Ve'ene goivim in ayoshim min alakuchas de les lekola. So shibudu de reise, that means when I collect from your Yisayman, I'm collecting because they have a shibud de reise. I have the loiva, the malva has a shibud de reise on your property. And he goes to your Yisayman and he says, I'm not even really going to the Yisayman. I'm saying I have rights to this property. I'm collecting this property. Who cares that they're B'nai Mevid Mitzvah? I'm collecting from his property. I have a lien on the property. The reason why if the guy was alive, he couldn't stop me from collecting his property is because the property is Meshubah to me. And he wouldn't be able to say, well, that's all I got, don't take it away from me. I'll say, too bad. I have a lien on the property. Forget mitzvah. The guy could scream all day, mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah. I'll tell him, forget mitzvah. I have a lien on the property. So now the Yisayim are screaming, or Bezdin is screaming on behalf of the Yisayimim. Mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah. Prius b'chayv mitzvah. Let the guy say, mitzvah heen, mitzvah her. I have my chayv. Which is most logical. So this is the challenge of our sugya. Because I have Rachmanis on the Elam, I know that if I finish this, it's going to be another hour. So we'll leave the conclusion for next week. But I want the Elam, I would ask the Elam to look up the Marma Kremis I've given you. And in addition to that, obviously to finish till the Mishnah the sugya, and the Yad Rama in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph on the sugya of Shibud Deraisa, the same sugya that there is in Kiddushin, but the Yad Rama over there, that's the only thing I would tag on top of this. There's a Ktsois and other things, I think I'll leave that out. So just if you could finish the Ma'am HaKlemis of this week, the Or Sameach, which I assume nobody had time to look at, came in late, and then to the Yad Rama in Bava Basra, Kufay and Dalet, on the Shibud HaDaraisa. Okay, have a good week.